Good morning, Rabbi Isai! Lili Nishmas, Imi Mirosi, Rusmas Mordechai, Luschus Bni, Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. Rabbi Isai, how's it possible to do more than learning Torah? We have a picture. More than learning Torah. I've been a loyal MDY Daf Yomi participant since the Sechlis Beitza. I've attached a picture of myself learning the Daf while donating platelets. I hesitated to send my picture, but felt it might inspire others to go out and donate much needed blood and also literally learn the Daf at the same time. Stay strong with the Shir and have a wonderful day. Aryeh Simmons, Karnei Shomron, Dr. Aryeh Simmons, Menahel Yechidat Pagim V'Tipun Nimratz Yiludim Bet Cholim Laniado. He is the Menahel. How do you say Menahel in English? He's the Menahel of the NICU in Laniado, but he's donating blood, learning Torah. Doesn't get any better. Chesed and Torah at the same time. By Avigdor Weiss. Good morning. I look at Hanukkah. So he says like this, they played a game in his house. Each person buys a gift and you have to guess who it came from. I know you take pride in colorful socks, but you might have some competition now. I'll have a special Shabbos sock. Blah, blah, blah. Loving every daf and tainus, especially the charts, and it's bringing out the sugi so much clearer than the last 6 years I was learning this. This is the guy that sent us the picture of his mocked up daf. This is what his daf learned looked like. And now he's enjoying it even more after 6 years of learning tainus. Thank you so much for all the pictures. Da, 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 da. I can't thank you enough. Once again, your Talmud Muvok from Clifton, New Jersey, Avigdor Weiss. What do his socks look like, Rabbi Isai? Take a very close look. At least somebody had enough from this. Jonathan Stefanski just came back. Avigdor Zara socks. No. This is, but no, it's on the bottom also. The bottom, he steps on them. He steps on.
Under, go to Avigdor Zara socks on the merchandise.
Jonathan, where are these places?
Ooh.
Oh, this is the pizza shop. This is the pizza shop. Pizza time.
San Diego.
San Diego. Miami.
Panama.
France, you said? Panama.
Yes,
Michael Venchitri is here. What is this? Oh, Essen Delicatessen. He got me covered. This is my cousin, Jonathan Stefanski. If you don't know where he is, look at Rosh Chodesh Adar in the last 2 years. Amazing stuff. What? The pizza shop. The tuna guy. He's the one that came with the line taking Stefanski's from tuna to Torah. Oh, today's your father's yard side. That's right. Okay. I know. I saw it in here somewhere. I would like to sponsor. Listen to this. Jonathan Itzkowitz. He's the guy. Ooh, I didn't print those. I have to print those. Rafael Levy, the Rafael, I forgot his last name, Rafael, the barber, he brought yesterday, because he put up a sign in the store, he brought six new guys to the shir, and he has pictures of four of them. Who brought the barber? Jonathan Itzkowitz. What does Jonathan Itzkowitz say? He says, you mentioned the other day that you'd like to install video screens in yeshivas so that the bachurim can do the daf, right? We invented a new product, literally a new product. It's a computer monitor that you can't do anything. You can't manipulate it. You can't break into it. You can't show a movie on it. Nothing. It could just show MDY Shiurim. That's it. And downloads it automatically, the whole thing. I told my son to ask his Rosh Shiva if he would be okay with it. And if so, I would like to sponsor it. So he wants to buy the first one. We think it's about $700-$800 a pop. He'd like to more. So we have the first donation and the first, well, we have already like five orders already. Baruch Hashem. Okay. We have a long, very, very geshmak agada to daf today, but we have to do the sponsors. By the way, I want to say yishkoyach to Yeshua Berman. I mentioned his name yesterday. He's the one that does our tests. He also donated 50 gemaras, $1,250, 50 gemaras towards new people coming to the shir, old people that are bringing new people.
Also, the link to the quiz is on the main shir as
well. The link to the quiz is on the main shir as well. It used to be only on the 8-minute daf. 8-minute daf, if you don't know what that is, it's a synopsis of the daf in like 5-6 minutes. Called 8 minutes. It used to be 8 minutes. It's a good chazara and has the test as well. Parnas HaChodesh for the Koilol is Chaim from Lakewood. Meseftas Tainus is dedicated to the Kessler, by the Kessler and the Davis families, before Shlomo for Miriam Esther Bas Dvoira. Parnas HaChodesh, Chodesh Kislev, sponsored by Yoili. Lilinishmas Doi Finchas Ben Moish, Lilinishmas Ruchom B'chayev Fruma Bas Doi Finchas, Lilinishmas Chishragi Ben Avram Alevi. Parnas HaChodesh, Reuven Klein. For his mother, Nechama Bas Koli. Parnas HaChodesh, the Hannes brothers in honor of the Hannes Zebedia and Crispin Ben Azari families, and Shlomo Azari for inspiring us to join MDY. The MDY Monsi Tinek and Pasei Chevra as a schus for Shlema for the son of one of our local MDY Chevra, Al Yeshua Ben Malka Chaya. I got good news. The baby's out of the hospital. Still needs tefillos. And it was a tremendous chizuk for the parents that the oilim got together like this, learning the Refor Shlema. Yitzi Mandel, Lili Nishmas, Avi Maria Tzalik, Rebbe Avram, Benish Ben Yechiel, Yehuda Hakoyen, Mandel on his 5th yard side. Yossi Raz and my father's yard side, 28th of Kislev. I wish I knew his name. Howard Sickles, yard side for Benish Mandel, F35.
How do you pronounce this?
Late.
Leo?
Okay, if you don't know, so I don't have to know. I want the punish. Rocky Kane in the schus of my father, Yecheskel Ben Chava Osnas, now is having heart surgery today. Jonathan Chafetz, in honor of the Chasen. Now listen to this. Raboisai, in honor of the Chasen of our daughter, Shoshana Malkov, as Dino and her Chasen, Chaim Zalman Ben Shulamis. The Zivuk should be Oyla Yofa. You should only see Nachas from them. And the Chasen should be Zoycha to do the daf with us. Our grandfather Rav Nissen Ben Chaim Isaac Chafetz, who was nifter on his birthday. He's nifter on his birthday. He's mashlim his year like Moshe Rabbeinu on the 5th licht of Chanukah after a long career as a rav in Nashville, Tennessee, South River, New Jersey, and Cleveland, Ohio. In memory of my father Rav Yisachar ben Rav Moshe Yosef Chaim on his 10th yard side. Jonathan Stefanski and family, the neshama should have an aliyah. David Kramer, not even my Baltimore City Councilman Yitzi Schleifer, who was here the other day. His sponsor, Mike Cater, official, who was here the other day. And my financial advisor. We have some, Nachum, what's your name again from? David Kramer from Baltimore. We shouldn't get used to it. When you weren't here, Noam, we had a day. One day had 6 guests, the next day 7 guests. And now, shut down. These are the guys that got stuck here. So you're going to, all right. They're back. Official's back, Matt. My financial mayor from HGI. Is he your financial advisor? Also. And my nephew, Jake Lebovic, who are committed to doing the daf with MDY. Yeshua Perlowitz, happy birthday to my wonderful wife, Leah Lay, something like that. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. Leah, you know her? Oh, get over here. How do you spell your wife's name? Why did you marry something like that? L-E-Y-E? It's like Schleifler. Okay, fine. But you did her. She's the best thing that ever happened to you. So it was a good choice. With the name and everything. All right. Happy birthday. Unbelievable. Yishkoyach. Oh. This is a guy from Koilo. 13 years in Koilo. I don't have his email there. But who's that? It's going to take a long time for me to go through all these. No, come on, let's do it again. His name is Yisrael Levy. It's a Quail guy, 13 years in Quail, he does stuff with us. It's good stuff. Hold on, let's hear the words. Louder! It's nice paint. Okay, fine. Dear Rebelli, I really enjoy learning stuff together with the whole MDY family. We look forward to it like a good old wine that just gets better by the day. Baruch Hashem and Kuala for 13 years, and we make sure to find time to learn the daf. Yisrael Levy, Brooklyn, New York. Here we go, Rabbi Yisai, Daf Yutesimul Beis. We are by Tanu Rabbanon, story. Famous Maisa. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanon, Pa Machas, Olu Kol Yisrael, Regal Yushalayim, Veloi Hoyolem, Mayim Lishtois. Kla Yisrael is coming up and there's no drinking water. Halach Nagdimon Ben Gurion. Nagdimon Ben Gurion is a very wealthy individual. Eitzel Adin Echad, he went to one of these Goyim, Omar Loi, Halveni Shtemesri, Mayonois, Mayim Loile Regalim. Please lend me 12 wells. Now, he did a deal with him. I'm not going to pay you for the water. What I'm going to do is, I'll bet you. It's very late into the season, it hasn't rained yet. I will give you $22 million if I don't return this. If I do return, I don't pay you anything. Deal or not? No deal. The guy said, deal. He knows it's not going to rain. The chances are very low, and it's an enormous amount of money. So, if I don't pay you back, or any noise in the Choshtem Esrei, Kikar Kesef, 72,000 dinarim of Kesef. V'kovel Izman, and he said, by this and this day. Given Shigia Zman, V'leyodur Kshom, V'shachri Sholach Loi. So the guy starts annoying him straight out in the morning. V'yayoda says to get on his nerves so that the tefillah doesn't work well. So why didn't he wait till the evening? Fine. Shogali. I need my money. Or give me the water back. Sholach loi adayin yesh li zman. It's still not the evening. Kolem kulei sheliyu. I still have the whole day. Batzarayim sholach loi shageli oy mayim oy moy shesh li biyotcha. In the afternoon the same thing. Sholach loi adayin yesh li sholach biyoy. The day's not over. B'mincha sholach loi shageli oy mayim oy moy shesh li biyotcha. Sholach loi adayin yesh li sholach biyoy. I still have a little bit of time. This guy started laughing at him. Omar, it hasn't rained yet. In these few minutes, says the Marsha, he went in here to show him, look how much water I have. I could bathe in water. I have swimming pools worth of water. You're nothing. He's so happy and joyous. He's going to make his $22 million. I just made that number up. Nagdima was sad. He goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Where else are you going to daven? The best place in the world to daven. He got dressed in his clothing for tefillah and he stood there. And he said to Rabbi, I didn't do it for my honor, not for the honor of anybody else. I did it for your honor, Rabbi. So that we have water for those who are coming up. It's a big thing. Remember, we did the Yumdin. You can make a pit in Mil Rosh Hashanah so people have water. Miyad niskashu shumayim ba'ovim. By the way, if you just on this block right over here, coming up Ayalon, one of the most beautiful things in Klal Yisrael, a guy put out a water fountain in front of his house. So anybody going up the hill, and it's a big hill. Cups, the whole thing. Cups today are, you know, gold. You come there sometimes in the morning, and there's 100 cups on the floor. And it keeps on going. The guy just did it by the park now. The guy by the park, literally hundreds of cups on the floor there every night. Ben is man time. Anyway, chesed. So it started raining. It filled up his pits. And even more. He didn't even realize it rained. He's coming out of the bathhouse. He's coming out of the Bishamigdosh. You owe me water. It's like a joke. Not only did I pay you back, but you owe me a little extra. The guy tells him, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu stirred up the world for you. Ella, guess what? You still owe me the money. I'm going to go to court and sue you. I'm going to make my $22 million. By the way, it was already nighttime when the rain fell. So, it didn't fall when you owed me. It fell afterwards. And that's it. You owe me the money. You can't pay me back in water. So he goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. He stood there in David. Show that you have people that you love in this world. What happened? Says the Gemara, Miyad Nispazer Ovim, Bizorcho Achama. It's one of the only times in history that the sun stood still. It became daytime. It's a nace. Now, what is the connection between this and Hanukkah? Is there a connection? Anybody? Well, because it's Hanukkah, there's a connection.
Four.
Huh?
Four.
No. A nice connection. Over here, the nace is a very interesting nace. It's a nace to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It's not a nace to save us, and it was not a nace that's, so to speak, necessary. Sometimes that's Hanukkah. Hanukkah, we also, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the Goyim. But we celebrate, what do we celebrate? We celebrate the side nace, the nace of the Pach Shemen. It wasn't necessary, so the one being a menorah. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way and does a nace to show you. Over here, he didn't have to, the sun didn't have to stand still. He could have done whatever. He didn't, it wasn't to save Klal Yisrael, but it's a nace to show how much he loves us. Look at the Lashon. It's to show, not to save Klal Yisrael, to show how much you love us. And he, What didn't last? Okay. So for that, the nace was for that part. Okay. No, I'm saying that it didn't last. It was just for a moment of show of love. If the sun wouldn't stand still, then I'll be able to get my money back. Tana. Mar says, his real name is not Nagdima Ben Gurion, it's Buni Ben Gurion. The sun broke through the clouds, even though it was already after Shkia. Tana Rabbanan. The three times in history, there might be more. The Rishonim talk about it. Moshe, Yeshua, Benagdima Ben Gurion. This is one of the three times. Bishlam Benagdima Ben Gurion, Gemara. We just learned it. It's a tradition. Everything is great. Yeshua Nami, and Yeshua Kro, Dichsiv, Vayidoy Mashemesh. The sun stood still, the Oreach Omod, and it stopped. How do we know what happened by Moshe? Now, by the way, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that what happened by Yeshua was on Erev Shabbos. So that's why the sun, Yeshua was concerned that Klal Yisrael would be Mechal Shabbos, so the sun stood. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Asya, Ochel, Ochel. Ochel means it's a lashon of I will start, I'll begin. So we learn Xer Yishov, it says the word Ochel by Yeshua, it says the word Ochel by Moshe, and we learn the two from each other. Xiv Hacha, Ochel, Tais Pachdacha, Xiv Hasam, Ochel Gadelcha by Yeshua, it also says Ochel. Yeshua Melech, Meiri Omar, Asio, Taste. Another word, here are the words, if you want to see them, it's fine, we need it for later anyway. Either from this word, Ochel says by Moshe and by Yeshua, or this word, Taste, says by both of them. Xiv Hasam, by Yom, Taste, Hashem, Yisrael, Moshe. Rabbi Elchanan Omar, ask me Gufei the Kro. You don't have to go Gzer Shav and learn two words from each other, this word to that word. From this pasuk alone, it says in this pasuk, Asher Yishmun Shimacha V'rogzu V'cholom Panecha. The Goyim are going to hear what happened and they'll be fearful of you. But look at the end of the pasuk. Emosei Rogzu V'cholom Panecha V'shosh Nigdim Aloicham Alamoisha. Where exactly do you see it in the pasuk that they're going to scare from you from Rogzu V'cholom Panecha? That's why I printed this out. Because it's kedai to see the end of the pasuk, this part of the pasuk. It says, "Tachas kol hashamayim." How in the world could everybody under the sky hear something and be fearful of the Jews at the same time? Under the entire sky. Under the entire sky means that the sun stopped at that moment and everybody in the world saw it and understood it. V'chein ir shalayorda leg shamim om rabbi yudom rab. V'shteyem liklalo. So in the pasuk, the Mishnah says, if there's a city that it rained, and a city that didn't rain, so the city that didn't rain, they have to do X, Y, Z. But the pasuk that the Mishnah brings, that pasuk is a klala for both. Not the Mishnah, the pasuk. Omer Rabbi Yudom Rab. V'shteim l'klala. Ha'yisi Yushalayim. So that what? The pasuk is saying that it's going to rain over here, it's not good rain, and it's not going to rain over here, there's no rain. No rain is terrible, and too much rain is terrible. They're both a klala. Yerushalayim is going to be like a nida. Omer Rav Yudom Rav, livracha. It's a good thing. What's the good thing? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvarei. Why is it good? Ma nido yesh lo heter, av Yerushalayim yesh lo tekona. Nido can be toivol, no more. So to Yerushalayim, we'll come back to the Hoisok almana. Yerushalayim is going to be like a widow, like an almana. Omer Rav Yehuda livracha. Also a good thing. Kalmana of loy almana mamish. It's ki almana, like an almana, but not an almana. El kiisha sholach baila l'mnis hayam v'daitu lachzor leo. Husband disappears for a while. So, first of all, she can't get married to anybody else. So she can't find another city. She can't find another, Klai Yisrael can't find another place. But I saw in the Karen Oira, I don't know that he's saying it mamash like this, but from his words, I saw a nice pshat that there's a big difference between a nida and an almana. A nida is in her hands. She is the one that decides whether or not she's going to be tovel or not. The almana is dependent on her husband. When he decides to come back, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to come back, that's it. It's not in our hands. The nida on the other hand, we're the nida. We could do what we want to do in order to fix things up. I'm going to make you low. A shuffle is a low person. Nivza, a bazui, a despised person. Klai Yisrael is going to be despised. Again, you're thinking all these things, need the almana, the terrible things. No, they're good. Over here also, a nivza and a shuffle is a good thing. Why is it good? Mukmi minon, loyration nahare, veloy. So, Aresh Nahara, guy in charge of the river, the guy in charge of the tolls, the guy in charge of the taxes, those are the most despised people in the world. The guy is giving the tickets, you know, in your park. You want to be one of those? So, if Goyim, they despise the Yidden, it says here, cops. Where's Avi? He's not here today, Avi.
I'm here.
You're here. That's why you're not a cop anymore, right? We have an ex-New York cop. Pakach. Big kids are... The people that the general population despises, so it's good. Nobody likes Jews. They don't like Jews, so they're not going to make them the pakachim, the cops, the this and that. So it's good for you to be despised. As I said, the Gemara, you don't have to worry about it. Hashem is Yisrael kasher yonud hakone b'mayim. Yishbaruch Hu is going to punish Klal Yisrael like a reed in the water. Here's a reed in the water. A reed, yeah, this hot dog thing, in the water. Whoa. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Livracha. It's a good thing. Huh? It's a good thing. You knew it has hot dogs? No, you thought of something else. You thought it's the schach. I know. So you're going to see. It's on the water. You didn't know it's on the water either. It's time out. There's a reason for everything. Trustworthy are the wounds of the beloved. The opposite. Natoris is Rashi. The opposite are the kisses of the enemy. The enemy, love and kisses you. It's terrible stuff. It's not a good thing. But when your beloved, the person that likes you, gives you a zet, that's good. Why is that good? Now, by the way, just looking around, I love these Rashis. You know I like it. Let's see if anybody sees the Rashi the way I saw it. Rashi did Ramaskil v'natorois nishikois soine. Smack in the middle of the page. Read where it says, inami. Anybody could come up with this. Inami natorois loshin ribui v'yitur. What's the next word? Increase. So, yitur v'ribuy is an increase in Laz. Increase. You have to read the sin, not a shin. And in fact, in my Gemara, it's with a sin. Not a big shtick that I got it, huh? Increase. Fine. In other words, that the second pshat of Rashi is just that the neshiko is just. What? Yeah, what does fork mean? Oh, a fork that it flips over. Oh, you're saying good. He's saying it's one of those forks for, hey, a pitchfork. So it's a fork. Fork of Elaz that it flips the two over. Very good. Another one.
Then Rashi increases it and gives another
pshat. Yeah, another pshat. Meshikos, that these the kisses of a soina is a burden. It's too much. It's an increase. It's much. Okay, that's the other pshat. Bottom line is, The what? Toiva Nishigas Toiva, sorry. Toiva Klal Shikilel Achi Ashiloini. Achi Ashiloini was a Navi. He's the Rebbe of who? Of Yerovim ben Nevat. By the way, the Hasidim, and a lot of Sifri Hasidim said that Achi Ashiloini was the Maggid of the Baal Shem Tov. Stop, you should know. You want to know who the Maggid was. So it says like this. Achi Ashiloini, almost, it looks like a bad thing that he said. The klala shekila achi ashiloini is Yisrael yoisim rav shebirchem bilam arash. His klala, because he's an ayev, he's somebody that loves us. He's a navi. His curse is better than the bracha of bilam. Achi ashiloini kilam bekana. He said klal Yisrael should be like this reed right over here, this one. Yeah. No. I just remembered another thing. I was once on the way home. My father was a Rebbe in Shari Yashuv, and we were on the way home from Shari Yashuv Bungal Kali to the city. And my mother, Aleha Shalom, saw this on the side of the road. So she decided she needs to pick some of these for it'll be nice in the house or something. So she picks it and she got stopped by a cop. I remember the cop said, "What do you know? It's usher. You can't pick these are. It's a property of the state, protected, whatever." She went home. Ay, Nabuch. Yeah. Without the Kana. Kana is big stuff. Some people like Kana. You stop on the side of the highway for Kana. So what's the curse? It's in a place of water. So maybe it means, Mayim means that there's a constant source of energy and food. Or maybe if you want to go into Gaiva Delio, we have Torah, we have the constant thing of Torah, Maim Torah, V'gizay Machla V'sharosh Merubim, and you cut it, it regrows. V'afilu kol ha'ruchei sheba oylam bo'iz v'noi shviz bo'i eim ezizis oizim m'koymai. Because it's soft, so no matter how strong the wind is, it's not going to blow it out of its place. It's in water, it has the stream of water, never hurts it. Elohaylech ha'ba'i ma'im. It constantly goes with it. But once the winds calm down, then the reed stands up in its place. Bilam said, "Klai Yisrael should be like the cedar." Doesn't have a lot of roots, as you'll see in this coming picture right over here. Very strong, so wind is not going to knock it down. Once the tornado comes, this is a cedar tree. Why? How could it knock it down? Because the roots are very shallow. Very shallow roots, so a giant tree like that, poof, knocks it down. You take from that reed, you can make one of these quills. I just did an enlargement of what it looks like. It's a little bit on a slant and a little bit of a space here for the ink. But you could use this for a kulmos. It's a gift back to Klal Yisrael. You're a kana, but we'll get back. You'll be able to write a sefer Torah with it. If you look at Tosis, they're very interesting Tosis. I'm pointing it out for a fact, just a side fact. Tosis says, "V'yeshem refarshim hachi." He goes through the whole Rashi, the two different things, and he says, "V'yeshem refarshim v'nataris neshiko yisoyne." Look at Tosis. Interesting. Kishayavim oisim eriva v'soynim zeze. If two people that love each other, they have a fight and they hate each other, says Tosis, "Hasino ne'amana." That's the greatest fight that a person can have is with his beloved. You fight with a parent, you fight with a sibling. Those are the worst fights ever. V'achi pirusha ne'amanim pitzi oyev hapsoyim zeu hasino shebein oyavim. When two enemies that used to love each other make peace, that's the greatest peace that one can know. There's a story with some Sofer that he's at a chuppah, and right before a guy comes running over and says, Rebbe, this guy in the chuppah, he cannot get married. Imams and mamash, it's awesome for him to get married. Some Sofer says, "Get out of here. You're posulatus, you're probably related to him." He said, "How do you know?" Says, "Because only somebody that's related would do something so nasty and wait all the way to the chazan." He says, "Another guy, you're in a fight, whatever, you know something. The guy's engaged for 3 months. What are you coming today?" Only somebody that's a soina, a real, real sinner. Says the Gemara Torah Rabbanan. Listen to this story. La'ilam ye adam rach kikon, a person should be soft like a reed, val ye kosh kares, and don't be as tough like a cedar. Ma'isa shabar Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon ben Migdal Gdor mi base rabbi. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon atana, he was coming from his Rebbe's house. Vayorochov al chamor, he was on a donkey, v'tayelas v'asenar, and he was on the edge of the water. V'somach simcha gdoilo, he was in heaven. He was so happy he was in heaven. V'hoysa da'ayta gasolov, he was so proud of himself. He mamish felt good. Why? Mibnei shalom ha'toyrah harbe. Because he learned a ton of Torah, like a guy gets 100 on a dirshu test. He's full of it. There's a guy that was ugly as can be. When you open up the dictionary for ugly, this guy's picture pops up. Mechur b'yoser. Oh my lord. So the ugly guy tells the Tana, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Hello, how are you? He didn't answer him back. Oh my lord. And then he not only doesn't answer him, he yells at him. He says, Reka, you empty head. Kama mechur oisish. Look how ugly you are. Pele play. Before we go into any pshatim, Daf Chavam is very sponsored. In memory of my mother Gail F. Rathner and Avigail Gidl Bas Pesach B'chava Rivka, sponsored anonymously as a schus for shiduchim for my siblings and myself. Shema kol b'nei ircha mechoyarim k'moyscha. Is it possible that you come from an ugly city that everybody's ugly as you? Omer loy, eini yoideya. I have no idea what you're talking about. Elo leich v'amor l'uman sho'sa'ani kama mechoyar klizeh sho'sisa. Go tell my creator, how ugly is this vessel that you created? Says the Gemara, you're all mamish scratching your head here. I have pshat though. Kivin shiyoda ba'atzmi shechata. Once he realized that he sinned, the Tana sinned, he said such a not nice thing. Yorei ben achamor v'nishtatach lefono. This is what you do, Rabbi Isai. You realize he did something wrong. You have to be machnia yourself. You have to go stoop all the way down low. Vor maloi. I had a person that wasn't talking to me, so I called the person up and I asked Mechila. I didn't understand exactly what I did. That's the problem. You don't even understand how bad you did it. So I called up a big pro in this, and the guy told me, he said, your problem is that you're not stooping low enough. You got to stoop to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. That's how you call somebody else. You came with the little gaiva, it's not going to work. Lamaisa, I don't really speak to that person still. It didn't work. No, seriously, I was on the phone once for over an hour with the person. I don't even know what I push it, don't chop, but okay. What? How do you know it's a he? Oh my loy! I said it was more than three times. More than three times, the whole thing. Fine. Oh my loy! There's other people involved in it. Oh my loy. I'm serious. It's a nice idea of stooping down. Don't come with like, oh, I don't really have to ask Mechila. I'm just doing a favor. And you have to stoop to the lowest of the low. On condition, I'll be Mechila you. On one condition, that you say, you tell the Rebbeinu Shleilam how ugly I am. I just want to say one thing. Could you imagine the Chofetz Chaim walking over telling a guy, you're such an ugly, ugly human being. Get out, I'm not going to talk to you. This is a Tana. If not the Chofetz Chaim, if you can't imagine the Chofetz Chaim, so how would a Tana talk like that? So I want to tell you like this. I was once learning with a very, very, I had this chus in Chicago. Adam Choshev showed up there. I learned with him. And as we're learning, a guy from the neighborhood walks in to the shul. And this Adam Chashev looks at me and goes, "Oy, Tuma. So I say, I know the guy's a shtickle balaver also, but I said, the guy works in a Chevra Kedisha. He goes, "Oh, oy, nechamtani, you made me feel much better now. I didn't know what it was. I felt like, I don't know, something crazy. Much, okay. Nice to show you. So I saw in the Ben Yoyada, I saw in based on the Marsha Ben Yoyada, what he saw was Averis. He saw a terrible person. And what happened was, and it's not, hold on, it gets better, this pshat. He said, you're mechur, you're disgusting. But he was playing on words. Not only was the guy a mechur in Maisim, he was happened to be an ugly person. But the Tana didn't mean that. The Tana meant to say, first of all, why are you coming over to say hello? That's not the proper way to do it. in the time of the Gemara, you don't say, hello, shalom, you don't wave. Fine, that's one thing. But you're balavera. You're balavera. Get away from me. But you use the lushan that hurt the guy's feeling. The guy that heard it heard, I'm ugly. He didn't hear I heard Averis, and he was very insulted. And that you have to be careful of. When you give a guy musa like that, and it could also insult him like that, he should have used another lushan. That makes me feel better, this pshat. Anyway, it could be, what? Oh, and Rashi says, okay, so Rashi says there's Eliyahu Navi, or Napshari, that Eliyahu Navi did it to teach him a lesson, etc. Okay. Vaitik Yang in the story. He's walking behind him, he's begging him, please forgive me. Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, Rabbi, Moiri, Moiri. Maybe that's a better way of doing it. Shalom Alecha. Amar Lehem, there's a Rosh Shiva that came to a different city and everybody was waiting in the airport for him. Love this place. And they're all waiting, hundreds of people. He says, Rabbi Isai, you didn't have to come to the airport. Hey, once you're here, Yomim Ayim Amen. Okay, anyway. Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, Rabbi, Moiri, Moiri. Amar Lehem, Limi Atem Koyim, Rabbi, Rabbi. So this guy's confused. Amar Lehem, it's like that story of the Chofetz Chaim. Like the guy patched him or something. What's the famous story? They were on a gala and the Chofetz Chaim spoke against the Chofetz Chaim. So the guy gave him a zet and then all of a sudden he shows up at the train station and everybody's there. What's going on here? They're there for you. You're him. You're a rabbi. You're a Tana. You call this guy a tzaddik? Forget about it. What did he do to you? He called me Mechayer. You should be Mechayer. Shalom Gadol B'Toyro is a great Talmud Chacham. Because of you, I will be Mechayer. But on condition he doesn't do this very often. And then he said this pshat. You should always be soft like a reed. Over here, that fits him beautifully. Don't be tough with the guy that's over various. Okay. Because the Kana is so soft and gets along with everybody and it stands up to the winds and everything, it always gets pushed over and there's always tsaris and klaizel. But at the end of the day, the Kana gets something special. It gets to write, Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah. So when there's calamities like earthquakes, Rashi over there says by the earthquake that it happens from the wind. I didn't point it out yesterday. But the point is, bad stuff happened, and there's a magefa. Says the Gemara, "Ma'pailas shamru briyos v'loy ruyos." We're talking about walls that are strong walls that happen to fall down. That's calamity. That shows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing something here. But if it's ruyos, they're falling apart. These walls are about to fall anyways, and then they fall down. You don't start fasting because of that. She'en ruyos lipoil. Now the brisa repeats itself. She'enon ru'uyos lipol, v'loy haru'uyos lipol. We're chazing over the lashon, and the Gemara wants to know why. These are not walls that are about to fall down. V'loy haru'uyos lipol. Says Gemara, heiniu briyos. What does it mean they're strong? Heiniu she'enon ru'uyos lipol. What does it mean they're not ready to fall? Heiniu ru'uyos lipol. It's the same thing. Says Gemara, le'tzrich le'noflu machmas guvayu. So Gemara gives two pshatim in one thing, that it's not a wall that's weak, but it's a wall that's about to fall down. How do you have a wall that's about to fall down, but it's very strong? Because it's very tall. It's not built to scale. It's narrow and it's very, very tall. It's strong like anything. It's made out of cement, but it's so narrow, it's 120 feet tall. It's going to topple over eventually. Inami. Ruiz means literally, it's like a one of those churvas. You know, you look at it, it looks like it's falling down. Inami, the kaiman agud denaro. It's by the bank of the river. So the bank of the river, there's a lot of erosion from the water. So it's going to fall down, but right now it's a very strong wall. Says Gemara, another pshat. Kahiya shiso, there was a wall, ru'ua dahave ben arda. So here you have a wall, says Rashi. You have to look at Rashi for this. Here's the opposite case. You have a wall that's about to fall down, but it's not going to fall down. How do I know it's not going to fall down? The famous Rav Shmuel wouldn't go underneath it. Oh, It's already standing like this for 13 years. The Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's not going to fall. It's Ruah. It looks like it's not going to fall. It's been like that for 13 years. It's not going to fall. Yom Echad, Ikla Rav Adar Bahava Lossam. Big Tzadik Rav Adar Bahava shows up. Let's go around. Let's not go underneath this. Let's go around like we always do. We don't need to. We have protection from Rav Adar Bahava. It's not going to fall on him. He has a lot of schusim. I'm not worried. Ravuna, the famous Ravuna from the Gdolim, has wine in a house that's about to fall down. He didn't want to go in. But Rav Adar Bar Hava happened to be a guest over there. So he had a trick. He started talking to him and learning. No one's talking to him learning. Rav Adar was spacing out. He was thinking in his learning and he drags him into this terrible place. Argus Rav Adar Bar Hava. They come out and a little while later, poof, the house falls down. Argus Rav Adar Bar Hava. Rav Adar Arava realized the trick that happened to him. He realized he was talking to him learning. It wasn't so maybe lishma. It was more to get him into the schurva. Ikpid. He was upset at him. Why? A person is not allowed to put himself in danger. Perhaps they won't make an eggs. Where is it in this week's parasha, this idea? This week's parasha. No. And this is the famous thing. I like to talk about it and people get upset at me, so we're not going to discuss it. Whether or not you're allowed to make maifsim for no reason, and what does it do, and why you don't do maifsim, why you should do maifsim. But the point is, if you do a nes, if you're going to be samech on a nes, you're going to do it, it takes away from your schusim. It's not freebies. You don't just go ahead and make sure the walls don't fall down and this and that and nahina. It's something that needs to be considered. This idea, Omer Avchanan, Mikro Dechsiv, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Katainti. This was a very sad day in MDY, actually. During Shachris, our famous Balkari, Menachem Ateh, the other one was anticipating, Katainti, and he goes ahead and goes, Revi, Katainti. He does it all the time, Lahachis. We know it's Lahachis, and a lot of the other one was Moicha, but whatever. It was a sad day in MDY. Katainti, Mikol HaChasodim, Umikol HaEmes. What does that mean? Now we know what it means. Katainti. Mikol HaChasodim, because of all the chesed. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu does chesed with someone, you have to be careful. That means that something's going on here. It's not for free. These houses, these cars, it comes off your schusim. And when I see Katainti, I became smaller as a result of these chasodim and emes. Now, there's a big raid here. Why not? I need to die. When I was born, it says I'm going to die when I'm 80 years old. So I can walk under here. I can walk over there. What's the problem? That's this week's parasha. That it says in the parasha that Yaakov Avinu said about Binyamin, Pen Yikrenu Asayim. He was concerned. Normally speaking, Binyamin is going to live till XYZ. Those are his years. But if you're going to put a person in a sakana, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, when a woman gives birth, all of a sudden, she could die from this, this, and that. Why? Because Lamaiz is supposed to live to X. But when you open up a matzav of sakana, then Hashem says, wait a minute, what's going on? They say, she doesn't deserve to live. I need to exercise special protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's not a time that I'm going to exercise because it's open. This is sakana. Things are happening. That's something else. Yeah, you could kill yourself. That's something else. Fine. Zok the Gemara. By the way, Stamazai, what is, think about this, it's very interesting. What is the worst type of rutsich in the world, the worst type of murder in the world? I'll tell you what the second to worst is, I think, is killing your own family. You kill a stranger is one thing, killing your own kid is terrible. What's worse than that? Killing yourself. Who says that? Chavis Alvavas. Killing yourself is the worst, the biggest achzaris you can do. It's killing yourself. All right. Omalehem. So, what was the big goddess of Rav Adar Bar Hava? Omalehem. I don't really see what time it is, Gershon, because it's blocking the. It says to me 800. To me, that's 800. Omalehem. I never got upset in my house. Now, obviously, in your house, if you don't get upset in your house, that means kol shekin out of your house. Because it's very easy to stay calm outside. Let's see you be without kas to your wife and kids. I never took steps. They say, we learned in the Gemara that when you walk with somebody greater than you, walk on his right and the left, you never took one step forward. Now, we don't understand so much what this means, but think about it. Says Rashi, every moment in his waking life, he was learning Torah. So imagine a guy that 24/7 is thinking Torah, and then he has to walk by a pile of whatever, something that doesn't smell very good. He has to stop his machshava. It's almost impossible. That's a tremendous thing that he stopped. And according to the Marsha, it seems like he never even went by a mevois and a tunafois. Even though he had a het or two, he didn't want to because he always wanted to be 4 amos with Torah. Fine. I have no idea what we're holding. Oh, Torah. Below tefillin, without tefillin. Below shana misam medrash, below shana skav, below shana sari. Even though you're allowed to sleep in the mismerish, maybe shana sari, he never did. Below sasti, but takalas chaveri. You have to understand what this means. I was never happy when my friend something bad happened. Let's say, but they say even a dover had. Let's say I bought a house from a guy and I got a great deal. I wasn't happy. Oh, but he lost out. Below korosi the chaveri, bachinasoi. I never called my friend according to Tosfos like a nickname, a not nice nickname. Vamila bechanichasoi. And this is very interesting. Could you call your friend, let's say your last name is Schlafrak, and you just start calling Schlafrak, you make fun of him, Schlafrak, is that a problem? But more than that, I saw the Peleyoyet says, it's not nice. You don't say, hey, Friedman, come over here. So you don't call a Gadol by his last name, Kanievsky. Kanievsky says that it's not nice. Well, there's a Machulik, and say, no, but you're sticking Rav Kanievsky, Rav Eliashiv, then it's okay. Have a wonderful day. Yeah. Yeah.